This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to the session of Sanity, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly just being part of the conversation. Being part of the solution and not the problem, right? You've heard that before. Not just here, other places. And I do, again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Okay. In case you had missed it over the weekend, we had a lunatic shoot up a synagogue. And the Dems wasted absolutely no time at all politicizing it. It and other things. And it's amazing to me that we can't even have time to mourn. Time to get facts and information. I mean, they have been on a 24/7 news cycle blaming the shootings, the bombings, and I think pneumonia on President Trump. And I just find it amazing. It just never stops with these people. Couldn't even have the decency to wait. You know, let the shooting stop, for God's sakes. Let all the craziness stop for a bit. And then come out with your unsubstantiated news stories. Don't you think that's the way to do it? Or am I off here? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin will join me in a little bit. And I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. I really do. I mean, otherwise, I'm the only lunatic in the room. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. But again, over and over and over again, you're hearing how President Trump's rhetoric is what caused the shooting. President Trump's rhetoric is what's caused the bombing. And when you bring up the fact that... I jumped right into that, haven't I? I didn't even give people a chance or tell them to go to the website. I'll tell them that in a minute. You know, given the fact that when you hear what Maxine Waters has to say, and Nancy Pelosi, right? I mean, and Elizabeth Warren. I mean, we can go down a whole list of Democrats who have never actually said, you go, well, I guess that's wrong. Eric Holder said, kick them, right? So, yeah, I guess they have called for physical violence. They've called for you to get up in their faces. They've called for you to stick your finger in their face. Get right. Tell me who said to do that. No, seriously, I'm curious. You know, Breitbart, I wish I could find it. Maybe you can find it as you're looking. Breitbart listed over 600 times that a Democrat called for physical violence against a Republican or the Republicans. And I don't remember this 7x24 attack on the lunatics on the left. I don't remember that. Maybe somebody can remember it and send it to me, right? And then to fuel their fire, because they can't separate anything. Yes, you know who they are. I'm not going to keep beating this up with you. But the president decided to embrace the nationalist label. Now, see, here's the difference between us and them. They see nationalism as white supremacy. Right? They see nationalism as intolerant. I don't. And most people who have two brain cells rubbed together don't either. Most people understand nationalism to mean this country first. Look, you men and women out there that have children, and you can lie to your friends if you want to, but are you telling me that you would take food out of your kid's mouth, allow your kids to starve or come close to starving, be cold, be without water, so that you can feed 30 other people, 30 other families? You know, again, we're supposed to be solid. You have to take care of yourself first before you can take care of others. You have to have enough food to eat yourself first before you can go out there and physically take care of others. As the flight attendant tells you, you have to put on your oxygen mask first. Well, how selfish of you. Man, what kind of, you know, if you're a squishy PC, what kind of position are you in if the masks fall and there's two little black kids sitting next to you and you're white and you put your mask on first? Boy, are you in trouble. No, you put yours on so you're strong enough to help others, no matter what color, no matter what size, no matter what gender, no matter what anything. President Trump staunchly defended his status on nationalism. He rejected any responsibility for last week's apparent pipe bomb mailings or the deadly shooting Saturday at the synagogue. Cesar Sayoc, who allegedly sent explosive devices to CNN and several top Democrats, among others, was insane a long time. Matter of fact, both of these people, people around them knew that they were insane. People around them knew that they were problematic. But, you know, the PC police said you're not supposed to tell on anybody. You're not supposed to call anybody like that. You're not supposed to make, no, make noise. You guys on the right, you conservatives, this stuff happens, open your mouth. Make all the noise you can. And Trump is right about one thing. It's the media. It's the mainstream media. It's the far-left loons that make you feel like you can't say anything about anybody else. You can't call people out when they're doing, when they obviously have issues between the ears. No sane person picks up a gun of any kind, or a knife, or a sword, or a chainsaw, and kills another human being. There's no sanity there. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll come back. Kimberly Marin joins me. I'm sure she'll have a lot to say. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
Outside of GTN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us, you know. Don't just sit there yelling at the TV, yelling at the radio, yelling at however it is that you're listening or watching or being part of the show. All right, I want you involved. I want you engaged. If you head up to Facebook or our website, you'll have a chat room there on Facebook. They have a, I don't know, some kind of feed where you guys can all talk to each other and have yourselves a ball. But here's the bottom line. You got to engage. You have to exchange ideas. You have to understand how people come at these issues. Been a rough weekend. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to try to make head or tails out of some of this crazy stuff. And I don't think you can, but what the heck, we might as well try. Kimberly, we're screwed.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So anyway, that very, very sad thing on Saturday with the synagogue killing.
Horrifying.
Right. And but what is the first thing out of the chute that the left does? They got to politicize this. This is President Trump's fault. It's the rhetoric that he uses. And when you push back on them, what do they say? Well, he's the president. It's different. No, you're telling me Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, Eric Holder, they have no influence on the people around them?
I don't even know what to say because I'm so disgusted with everything right now to do with politics, because it's they're literally just pointing the finger at Trump for everything. They ignore anything they've said or done. They ignore anything Obama said or done, or did when he was in office, and they just blame everything on Trump. It doesn't matter. You know, Trump could cure cancer tomorrow, and they would say he's trying to put doctors out of business.
Yeah, right, right. I like that line. You're so right. No, it's
out of control. Democrats have been insane for the past 2 years. We already know that. We see them, all the things they've done. You know, yesterday, a GOP office, I forget which state, was shot up. Nobody was in it. It happened at night. Obviously, it was just a message, quote unquote. You know, a couple years ago, one was burned down. I think Democrats are completely out of control. And they are the ones who are making things way worse than they should be or they have to be. They refuse to work with Republicans or the president to try to make things better for everyone, their own constituents specifically. And they are just nasty, nasty, condescending, despicable people. That's all I can say. That's all I'm seeing. I just came from a candidate's night in my own town, and two of the men were horrifying. And that's in person. They literally will lie to your face. They lie about legislation. They lie about Republicans did with legislation. They lie to your face. How can you vote for anyone that is going to face-to-face, in person, lie to you?
Well, they claim we do the same thing. They claim that we lie as much, if not more, than they do. That's the thing. I would love to sit down, and I will do this at some point in time, with a Democrat and say, okay, local Democrat where I'm at, and say, okay, you constantly talk about all the bad things Republicans do. Are you telling me that Democrats are honest 100% of the time? That Democrats are on it 100% of the time?
They're never honest.
I would love them to look at me in the face, because I got a whole list of stuff that I would come back at them with.
Well, no, you know, you see them lying all the time, right? But you don't know if they're lying unless you actually
research.
You're
confused. It's the president that lies all the time. Just ask him.
Okay, right. But I'm just, in general,
what they tell us.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what they say, but when they literally all follow the same mantra, all push the same thing, and then all say the same lies, that's pretty twisted. Does nobody ever bother to think for themselves anymore? I mean, you know, if Republicans lie about something, someone's going to call them out for it in the media, because that's what the media does. They don't typically call out Democrats because they're on, you know, they push their bias, and that's part of their agenda. But so Republicans have to not lie because they'll be called out for it. But Democrats lie right to your face, and it's perfectly okay.
Mm-hmm.
They think nothing about it. People they want their votes from, they will lie to their faces. And unfortunately, some people believe them because they don't follow up and verify what they're saying. And then there's others like me who calls them out, and then they're just rude and condescending.
No, and that's it. You yell, you ignore and you just simply respond the way you want to. That's what they do. You know, it's like this nationalist thing. I was just talking about it in the first segment, saying, look, when you talk to me about nationalism for this country, it means that you care about this country first. You want to make sure that we're secure and safe and can sustain first, and then we reach out and help somebody else out. When you say nationalist to a Democrat, they think Nazi, period. End of discussion. Right?
Yeah, and if you look up the definition of nationalist, it has nothing to do with Nazis.
Well, understand that most of the people, I love it when they're sitting there screaming about, you know, fascism and all this, and you're going, wait a minute, do you realize that every term that you're using exactly applies to what you guys are doing? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, fascism,
exactly.
Especially, they are living out fascism in real time the way it happened in Italy during the time of Mussolini.
Right. No, they really, honestly, it's somewhat disturbing, actually, because you can read these books, right? You can read the actual words and the ideology of these people and what they wanted, and then you can read history and see what they actually did to know about it, and they either don't read or they lack reading comprehension or they're just listening to what someone else is telling them. And I think that's the key, is they listen to what someone else tells them instead of trying to find out for themselves. And so they run around calling people fascists while they're actually participating as the fascists.
Yeah. You know, in the third hour tonight, we're going to talk about the over 600 different acts where the media approved the violence and harassment against Trump people, right? That was okay. That was not a problem. I mean, we have an anti-Trump protester threatens to rape a conservative reporter. That was okay. It was, well, you know, the temperatures were flying and, you know, people were just upset. And these people are sick. They're extremely sick. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. More Kimberly Marin after this.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You know how-
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
This atrocity was a chilling act of mass murder. It was an act of hatred. And above all, it was an act of evil.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders talking about the murder of 11 Jewish people praying in their synagogue Saturday.
Anti-Semitism is a plague to humanity, and it is responsible for many of the worst horrors in human history.
The anti-Semite who shot and killed them in the Tree of Life synagogue during the Sabbath, facing 11 counts of murder and other criminal charges. President Trump scheduled to visit the area.
The President and First Lady will travel to Pennsylvania to express the support of the American people and grieve with the Pittsburgh community.
In other news, reports the Florida man accused of sending pipe bombs in the mail to Democrats and critics of the president had a list of more than 100 targets. Cesar Sayoc in shackles and handcuffs, making his first appearance in federal court in Miami. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Joe was here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots of things happening, but I want to get back to it because I love talking with her. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week to go over the issues of the day, the issues from the weekend. A lot of news to talk about. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, we're talking about all this hypocrisy that's going on. And again, our hearts and prayers go to those that lost loved ones during the synagogue shooting last week. And I'm tired of hearing about how this is because of Trump. This is because of the rhetoric from that pulpit, you know, the president pulpit, or what they refer to as the bully pulpit. You know what? First of all, if most of the mainstream media would just tell the truth, just tell the facts, it wouldn't twist stuff, then this part of it wouldn't be going on. You wouldn't be having arguments with the president and others. You know, their approval rating is lower than Congress's, but they're too dull to figure that out, isn't it?
That's God. Pretty bad. That's pretty low.
Yeah.
That's pretty low considering Congress's is pretty low still.
And what's funny about it is, you know, they like to blame it all on Republicans, but this is both sides of the aisle saying, we don't trust them anymore, okay? So.
Yep.
You and I had talked about this. We were on Gab for a little while, but it really wasn't getting any traction that we were happy with, so we got off it. But Gab.com was the equivalent to Twitter. It was an alternate to Twitter, if you would. And Gab has been pulled off the air. It's been pulled off the platforms. They can't get any traction right now. You can't even get to their website. Why? Because they let the shooter, when he was posting up stuff, They kept the shooter stuff up there. And the president of Gab, or the founder of Gab, came forward and said, look it, read the tweet that you can't get to, and read the tweet, and you find out he doesn't really threaten anybody. He makes a veiled threat. Yet Farrakhan has made specific threats against the Jews, and Twitter has done nothing. Nobody has done anything. None of these social media outlets have done anything to stop him.
They don't. That's why I said something about Gab the other day. I'm like, wait a minute. So they're going to basically try to wipe out this company. But yet, Facebook and Twitter, constantly there's stuff on there. And even if you report something horrifying, like pages that say kill the police or whatever, kill someone.
Right.
They don't take them down.
Nope. They do not.
They don't take them down. And Twitter had, Facebook, for the record, Facebook did take Farrakhan's video down of him calling Jews termites. And they need to be exterminated, whatever. I can't remember exactly what he said, but Twitter didn't take it down. I don't know if they have now. But they're really, it's just like people pick and choose. And, you know, pick and choose all winners and losers. No, you know what? You guys will allow all this stuff, but we're not going to bother you or do anything to you. Probably because they're bigger and provide more funds. You know?
You know what? Yes and no. This is, to me, this is, now this was GoDaddy that canned their registration. They actually take gab.com somewhere else. But it was GoDaddy who canned it. So, but here's the deal. I mean, think about it. Twitter, Facebook, and the others. I mean, YouTube, which is part of Google. They are dictating to us what we're going to be able to hear and not going to hear. They're dictating to us as to what we're going to read or not read. Right? So when do we decide? I know this is a big fight. When do we decide to take over and start taking our, truly start taking our business elsewhere? You know, Kimberly, I talked to a congressman over the weekend, and I said, look, this is what's going on. And I told him, and I said, this isn't just somebody complaining. I am telling you that it's happened to me and a group of my friends. And he looked at me again, and he said, look, you really want Congress to deal with this? You really want us to deal with this? I mean, I got his point after the second or third time. I'm going, all right.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying, but what do? We can't do anything.
Nope. No, and that's the thing, because we don't want Congress to do anything. But at the same time, I mean, all you can do is there's you know, alternate sites that are coming around. But, you know, that's all you can do. I mean, it's Facebook and Twitter are clearly, and Google, are clearly left-wing, have a serious left-wing bias, and those are the kind of people that they have in place and hire. So there's really not much anyone can do about it, except for try to create a better environment or a different environment where that's more fair.
You find it...
Private companies, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, listen, I get it, and I tell our people that all the time. I mean, look, here's the deal. You either trust... I mean... You either believe in the Constitution, you either believe in capitalism, you either believe in the private company gets to do what they want to do, right? Or you don't. You have a choice.
Right?
And you can't have it both ways. It doesn't work both ways.
Right.
You know?
No, and that's the thing. You know, when I hear people say that, I'm like, no, you don't want Congress doing anything. Stay out of it.
Yep.
This is something that has to be done on its own. Again, free market, if you're for the free market, you know, you try to create a different market for the people that aren't satisfied or happy with the product that they are using, and even if their voices are being silenced, you got to find something different. Unfortunately, Facebook and Twitter, and I don't know how Instagram is, but Facebook and Twitter are the two biggest.
Yeah,
with the most people on and the most reach.
Yeah, I don't. Instagram, to me, when I see some of the stuff going on there, they don't seem to be as political. It's people taking pictures when they're in the store, they're at other places, and you know, the only time I ever use it is when I walk down an aisle and I'm assaulted by Christmas stuff on the left and you know, what do you call it, Halloween stuff on the right, and that's back in August, right?
Right.
It makes me nuts.
Yeah, I think that's more like pictures and stuff like that. I don't see too much politics on there either, although I know candidates and stuff will have post pictures on there from their thing, but I don't think there's the sort of arguing or the information back and forth like on Twitter and Facebook, which is, you know, that's the majority of where people are. And you can tell that there's different audiences on both. just based on, like, I look for, you know, New Hampshire politics, right? I look on posts in, on Facebook and then posts on Twitter, and there seems to be more lefties on Twitter, but more conservatives, more righties on Facebook. So I kind of, you know what I mean? You can go back and forth and sort of gauge an audience by different kinds of social media. So it's definitely interesting. But, yeah, we don't want Congress mucking that up because they'll just make it worse.
Okay, so here's the loons on the left are at it again. Okay, first of all, so we excited the care, not care, that the Red Sox took the World Series. Are you one of those?
Of course I'm excited. It's the Red Sox.
I know, but I didn't know if you were a baseball freak or not. Me, I don't really care. I only say things because I know it irritates other people, right? Because I grew up with them when they couldn't win a game if the other team didn't show up, right? Remember those days?
Well, that's when I, yeah.
Really bad. So,
look.
Yeah.
I used to watch the Red Sox all the time, and one of the first times I watched the World Series, I was old enough to be in a bar. And they were lost. It was so bad. It was awful. Yeah. But then when they finally started winning, it was great. Same with the Patriots. They were awful, awful, awful. And then they finally started winning. I am a total New England sports fan.
Oh, God.
I might not watch all the games, and I didn't watch all the World Series games, but my husband did, so I was paying attention that way. Except the games that went till 3:30. That just was ridiculous.
That was got to be tough for you guys. I mean, here was a lot earlier, obviously, but
yeah.
I thought that was kind of funny. I mean, who thought of starting that late to be? Well, who knew it was going to go that far? But I want you to know something. One of the longest games in history, I think it's still the longest game in Major League Baseball, was between the Red Sox and the Dodgers when they had different names back in like 1920 or 1922, right in there. I thought that was interesting.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, look it up. You'd be, I don't know what was. They had different names, but it was the same team for all intents and purposes. So that was kind of funny. But now the Red Sox are debating. I don't know if you heard this. Let's see if you're still excited. They're debating on whether to go to the White House or not.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, see? I mean, seriously. And you look at this stuff and you say, okay, who turns it into politics? Who politicizes this stuff?
You know, it's not... It's the office of the president. It's the White House. That is the people's house. You may not like the occupant, but it's the people's house.
Yep, I agree. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about... Well, we've got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. I do like in one of the games, when they all stood up for the anthem, they had little signs to say, I stand up for, and they put names in there. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. We'll be back more with Kimberly Marin right after this.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes. Reducing under eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
GCN.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. See, that almost sounded like Louis Farrakhan, didn't it? I'm Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, you know what? I listen to him from time to time when I see some people will send me clips or something he said in a clip, and I have to go listen to it. And it is a kick. I won't make fun of some of the things he says, but, you know, the way he says things, with the authority in which he says it, and you know it's out and out. I won't even call it a lie, because it's from a whole different planet. Some of the stuff that comes out of his mouth. And when he says things about Jews like they're termites, I mean, I don't get it. There are hours and hours of this man using derogatory terms for Jews. So apparently, all you anti-Semites, all you people that are approving of the anti-Semitic things that go on college campuses, we do stories all the time about it. You're okay with all of those, and all of a sudden you're outraged. You think it's the president driving this? No. It's because you let them get away with it in college. You let them get away with it in real life. You talk about boycotting anything from Israel because the Jews are so bad. And then when they get shot up, you're heartbroken? No, you're not. You're hypocrites.
Oh, my God. That, you know, that's one of the things I was looking. I'm like, wait a minute. All of a sudden, there was a church, one of those crazy progressive left wing that worships at the church of left progressivism. They had a boycott on Israel, and I'm like,
yep.
And it's the BDS thing. I'm like, what? This is a church. Why are you even getting involved in that? And it was a church of one of my Democrat senators. I'm like, how do you even justify that?
Well, how do you?
And they think the.
That's the church.
What?
How do you boycott God's chosen? It's in your Bible right there, the one that you read every day.
I don't think they read that Bible. I think they read the Bible of Marx. Seriously.
You know what they probably
done? I was shocked by
the... They probably took the book of Marx, and then they took the Bible, and they ripped out the pages from the Bible, and they put the book, the pages in the Marx book, and put it in the middle of the Bible. You know what I'm saying? So maybe
Seriously.
That's what they did.
and they ginned up all this hatred on college campuses all across the country for this BDS boycotting of Israel and any businesses that come from Israel. It's like, what exactly are you doing? They're not honest about Hamas, about Hezbollah, about anything that's going on over there. They don't tell the truth about history. Again, lies, only this time these lies are dangerous.
Yep.
And they don't seem to care about that.
It festers. I mean, when they let this stuff go on college campuses and in workplaces and things like that, it festers. These stories fester with these kids, and it becomes a real hate for Israel.
Well, not only that, but these people are going to be, like, adults someday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're going to have kids, and do you really want them teaching kids all this hate? Now, if we want to work or talk about, discuss the issues with the Gaza Strip and Israel, it's great to have that discussion. Let's talk about the truth about history and what's gone on in the Middle East. Let's have that discussion, but you have to use facts. You can't use emotions, and you can't make these horrible lies about what's going on over there, because you're right, it festers.
Yeah,
it's really bad.
Well, when the professors, when the administration, when other people on college campuses help with the anti-Semitism, with the resistance that they have towards the Jews on the campuses, when they're doing all kinds of programs that are against Jews and against Israel, it then becomes a norm. It becomes a norm to dislike them. It becomes a norm to hate them. It becomes a norm to distrust them. Right?
Yeah, because they have these people speaking on their campuses. And then when you have someone, I can't remember her name, but she is an activist against strict Islam because she was abused, FGM, et cetera.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I don't know her name either.
You know who I'm talking about? I can't think of her name right now. She's an activist to alert people to the truth about what goes on. And she's not talking about all Muslims. She's just talking about the fundamentalists who do abuse women. And they disinvited her to a campus in Massachusetts, of course, because they said she was hateful. No, she's telling the truth. She's not saying everyone is like that. She's talking about specific people and what they did to her specifically.
Right.
And they don't want her on campus. She's a woman, even.
Yeah.
They hate the truth, Joe.
Even if you had a female black Jew, she would still be verbally abused by those people on campus. I mean, seriously.
Yep.
And in any other circumstance, you take the Jewish out of it or the Jew out of it, and all of a sudden they would move her up 10 rungs on the ladder, and you couldn't say anything bad about her or even think negatively in her direction. It really is a sickness. It's really starting to make me crazy. They pick and choose what they believe to be truth. They pick and choose what you can be against or be for, and then you're the phobe or the ist when they don't like what you have to say, right?
I just don't understand this hatred of Jewish people. I understand, you know, from history in the past, but it's 2018.
Yeah.
I guess I just don't understand. You know, well, I'm one of those.
But wait a minute. No. I want you to back up a second. It wasn't this bad. I'm sorry. It was not. You go back. We've been doing this show 9 years now or something like that. And when Obama first got in office, we very rarely had these anti-Semitism kind of stuff. You had it. You had it in areas, but not like it is today. I could find dozens and dozens of stories on a daily basis where young people are at odds with each other because one's a Jew and one isn't. It's it.
I just don't.
Yeah.
Sorry, I put myself on mute for a minute.
Yeah. Thank you.
By
for
accident.
That.
Don't understand. You know, I just don't understand. And I shouldn't say I don't understand. I understand why the left has done this, but it's so divisive. It's so derisive. And I saw it building up over the past 10 years. And it started, to me, when I became involved in politics, that's when I really, really noticed it. I don't recall, and I know it's happened over history in different times in the country, I don't recall things ever being this bad where people can't even have a discussion or speak if their ideas are different than someone else's.
Oh, yeah.
At some place. I don't recall it being this bad, even though I know, like I said, there are certain times in history it probably was, but this is like constant now.
Well, you're seeing this now. Even among everything that's going on, the New York University student senator now is bringing back a program that would your BDS, which is boycott, divest, and sanction any company that deals with Israel or is Jewish or is Israeli on campus. So they're putting up a wall between them and the Jewish people, them and the Israelis. They don't want anything to do with them. They can't tell you why. All they can tell you is that because the Jews are oppressing the Palestinians. Like, can you do some homework or what?
Right. Anyway. Well, this is, you know, as you know, I didn't get involved in politics until 2008, so I had a lot of homework to do.
Yeah.
And I did it, reading history books and researching. And that's when the whole truth was opened up before my eyes, because everything I had been told before that by the left and by the media as well, right, was a lie or wasn't the complete truth or was not quite the whole story. And I never knew all of that stuff before, and that's the problem. That's why the left wants to shut people up, because we have social media now, and we have other outlets where we can tell the truth and spread it out there. Whereas before, they had the media to spread it for their truth for them. You know, otherwise you had to pick up a book and read a book.
Well, there was a, on New York campus, there was a professor that was part of this thing called NYU Realize Israel. It was a pro-Israel group. And when the students found out that she was part of this pro-Israel group, then there started to become problems with her. They started discriminating against her and others. And I'm thinking, so they loved her, they loved her, they loved her, and they found out she was pro-Israel. I mean, I don't care how many drugs you do, that doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, you can disagree with someone, but you don't have to have so much hate. Like, I disagree with a lot of people at the legislature. Some of them are Republicans, most of them are Democrats. But it's okay as long as you have a discussion about it. Like I said, I'll go to the State House and I'll say hi to people that I know hate my guts. But we're civil to each other. I'm not going to have them over for dinner, but I can at least say hi and be respectful. This is out of control.
I agree. All right.
This is why people have to make sure they don't elect Democrats.
Oh, there you go. Well, we got some idiots on the right, too.
Some idiots on the right, but guess what? You cannot have Democrats take over jobs, not mobs.
There you go. That's almost your last word. Quick, where can they find you?
New Hampshire Political Buzz, GraniteGrok.com, and on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Hey, I've got a rabbi joining me in the next hour. We're going to talk about what took place Saturday morning. We'll be back in a few minutes.